And the day that I went away, Sunday night, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Okay, I'm stepping in. Okay, Rabbi. Okay, we're going to have to throw at you just a few thoughts that we've gathered in the past few days. Very good schmuck. We've mentioned in the past about when a person comes home from a full day's work, and now he sometimes wants to sit himself down for a supper. And we said sometimes if a person hasn't got minyan kavua, then there's a bit of an issue to have a real meal. We've discussed this in the past. They just brought out a documentary of Rav David Feinstein, the son of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he said an amazing story. He said when he went once collecting money for his yeshiva, he once went to a home with many other people to have a meeting, and the owner of the home wasn't known to be one of the biggest machmirim, so to speak. They, you know, didn't look, weren't sure about the kashrus. And yet, Rav David Feinstein, he had no problem eating what he was served. And all the people with him, which weren't so keen on it. And they said, what's pshat? Are you eating, you know, vechetesa b'ahit the hechsha? So he said, in my shulchan aruch state, eid echad ne'mon v'yisurim. They're saying that they did the proper, but good heksha, everything's fine. What was the problem? Later on that day, when they had a meeting with another person, and this person was a fully fledged Yerusha Mayim, everything, all the chumras, and all the other people had no problem eating, and he didn't eat. He didn't eat anything. And they said, Dov Mayhai, what's the pshat over here? Surely if you were eating from the previous person, and because you're saying from the Shulchan Aruch says Eidecha Nemen Beisurim, surely when it comes to this second person's house, which is known as a Greiser Yid, so surely you're going to rely on his Heksha. Why are you not eating? So he said, listen, we haven't done a Mariv in Shulchan Aruch states. My Shulchan Aruch says that if you haven't got a Kvias for Mariv, you can't sit down and have a proper meal. Therefore I'm having a bit of a Pirus, a bit I'm getting away with, I'm not having a proper meal, because he held in he went with Vashtei and Shulchan Aruch. I think it's a very nice story that's brought out. Okay, here comes a quick one where there was someone who on Friday he left his Shabbos hat in his car, and he told me that in his car, specific car, when he opens the door, no lights go on. It's very new, and I asked him a few times what's pshat. He said it's a new car, so it's pretty much new car, so like an 18 plate or something like that, and he said when he opens the door, nothing goes on. Sorry?
You can switch it off, it's off.
Okay, whatever the reason why it's not on, Lemaisa, when he opens the door, nothing goes on.
Yeah.
He wants to know, can he open the door on Friday night, or Shabbos day actually? He's not, yeah, because he wasn't happening Friday night anyway. Shabbos day, he had his talis, and it was only Negev for Mincha. So the Shaila was, he had the Shaila before Mincha, he wanted to go to his car Shabbos afternoon, and he wanted to open the car on Shabbos. No remote, no nothing. No, the car door was open. It was unlocked. This is the Maisa that happened yesterday. Just before Mincha, Shabbos day, he wants to know, can he open the door of his car and take his hat and go to Mincha? It wasn't the Ger Shabbos morning, he has his talis. Friday night, not the Ger, because he didn't. Whatever he was, he had other issues. So what would he say to that Shaila? Can he go in his car?
Okay.
Yeah, Lemaisa?
Yeah,
it's okay.
Is it really?
Oh, very good, excellent. Okay, I think the Odom are agreeing with this one. There's no Shaila. He can open the door, and he took his hat. He said he felt very uncomfortable doing that on Shabbos afternoon, people going up and down the street. So he got his son to do it. Yeah, he opened the door. No, it's the same thing, really. Yeah, but he opened the door, he got the hat, and he closed it. So now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach, he writes clearly in the Shmir Shabbos, he says that it's Mutar. He says, Nochem, to avoid it, because, you know, people, it looks a bit weekday-ish. But it's not something that we can say that's Osa, because the specific halachas when Chazal tell us that it's Osa because of the Dechol. He didn't say regarding cars and all these sorts of things. So therefore, it's hard, as Rav Shlomo Oibach says, it's very hard to make your own new types of gezeiras. So yeah, try and avoid it. But really, if you need to get your hat, there's no issue with that. I'll tell you the other side of it here. Go on. Oh, that's the whole shaila. That's what we're saying here, because a car, is muksa. What type of muksa is it? It's a keli shemelachta reisa. It's not like a pound coin. It's a very severe muksa. It's called muksa machas gufay, and that you can't move even if you need the place. Let's say you have a pound coin and it's on the table, and you need the place for a visitor. Afelach, you won't be able to move it normally. You'll have to move it with your elbow. Kalachayat. But when it comes to a keli shemelachta reisa, like a pen, a pencil, these sort of things that we discussed at length about the difference. That it's a keli with which you do an issa, constant reusable issa. That is very different. That's called a kedush melachta leisa. A car is considered a kedush melachta leisa, which you can move it at a kufoy or mekaymoy. Over here, you want to play, you want to get the hat from the car. That would be no issue. The opening of Shabbos is no problem. I mean, if you want to find an extreme case, you have in the winter, in the summer holidays, there was a person who had a car in his front garden. A small front garden, and the kids wanted to play football in the garden. So what they wanted to do, they had an old car, they wanted to put the handbrake down, put the clutch, what's it called, the clutch, into neutral, and then shove the car and push it away on Shabbos Kodesh, it's got a place. Meikadin is no problem. It's a very interesting chaf. Again, assuming no lights go on. Because again, a car is in itself called a muksa, a kedush mechtele, so which you can move the tzerech gufim mekoymai. Again, it's not something that you want to orchestrate a chatchila, but it's something that if need be, that's not a problem. So that was the case of the hat, that's tak okay. The same person had an interesting shayla that Friday night he wasn't with us. Let's call it. That's why he left his hat in the car. And the question was, he woke up Friday night on the couch at 9:15, and he turned over, and that was it. It came to Shabbos morning, and he realized he hadn't had Kiddush, and he hadn't made the Suda. What should he do? It comes to the Suda at 12 o'clock after davening. And 12 o'clock after davening, he's sitting down, what should he do for Kiddush? What's the procedure? Says the Ramos and Reisha in Aleph, Sif Ches, you do the Friday night Kiddush without Vayichulu. You don't say Vayichulu, you only say at the beginning, because the Gemar making this world, Hashem finished making the world, the Vayichulu was only at the end of the sixth day. You can't start making it too many hours in. When it comes to Shabbos day, you can't say Vayichulu. Okay, so you missed that Vayichulu, he says Bepri Agofen, and then Hashem Kiddush Shalom, and says Verot Savonu. The whole Nusuch of normal Friday night Kiddush is fine, you don't need to make another Kiddush after that. That Kiddush is okay, and that's fine. A very interesting chaf. This is what I asked him. And this you'll never think of. Gone. Surely, after that meal, you have to have two other meals. Meaning, you can catch up the Friday night meal. He missed the Friday night meal. In the Shabbos day, says the Ramah, you have three meals. Because you can always catch up a meal that you didn't do. So, if you miss the Friday night meal, you catch up and have three meals in the day. A lot of the Shulchan holds that the second meal that we have, which is the first day meal, has to be done before Chatzos. Now, if you look around, a lot of people are not makpid on Chatzos. So, how do you davar? Pshat is because you can catch up, even if you have it after Chatzos. As long as you're having two meals after Chatzos, it's also okay. So that's already more. The Marsham has got a kula, but really, it has to be done on proper Kiddush. Right. Sorry? Oh yeah, he dealt with that, yeah. Here comes the chap. It's a chiddush. I don't know if anyone's aware of this. Again, it doesn't happen so often, but this is a chiddush. I asked him, I said, do you mind if I catch you out? He said, yeah. Listen, I asked him, Shabbos morning, you can't have a Shabbos morning without coffee. Yeah, Shabbos morning without coffee, does it work? Depends where you're done. Depends on Kiddush. Yeah, listen to this. He says he has a coffee before Shacharis. Obviously, he has a coffee before Shacharis. Okay, what's the problem? Every Shabbos he has a coffee before Shacharis. There's a tshuva in Ho'elef Lechosh Shlomo from Hagon Reb Shlomo Kluger that wants to say, in a case where a person forgets the Kiddush Friday night, and he now has to make the Kiddush Shabbos day, he can't drink anything before Shacharis, because once a person becomes mechuyev in Kiddush, he is now not allowed to drink anything. Now you may question this. Every Shabbos morning you wake up and you have a coffee. Yeah, you're confident you have a coffee. Why? Because it's not even the time for Kiddush. Right? The reason why you're allowed to have a coffee. After davening you're not allowed to have a coffee. Before Shacharis you are. What's the difference? It's anyway before Kiddush. Pshat is. Because before davening, it's not this month for Kiddush. So that's why before Shacharis you're allowed to have a coffee, because you haven't even got a choice to make the Kiddush, right? So where you can't make Kiddush, so then you can say, look, hands up, I can't make Kiddush anyway, so why are you telling me I can't drink? If I can make Kiddush, so I understand you can't drink before Kiddush. But if I can't make Kiddush because it's before Shacharis, so then let me have my coffee. And that is the halacha we usually say, go ahead and have your coffee, go and have your drink. Says Hagon of Shlomo Kluger. However, Lecha Shlomo has got a festive tshuva to say. Where a person on Friday night, he already fetched, he collected on himself, and he brought upon himself a chil Kiddush, because Friday night everyone's mechuyav in Kiddush. Now, he himself, because he was drunk, wherever it was, he slept in, it comes Shabbos morning, he was already once mechuyav in Kiddush. The fact that he can't make Kiddush now is not going to pattern him. Festa Kiddush, which they all bring down, the Kafah Chaim brings down Halacha, Shmuel Shabbos brings down Halacha, and he brings it, listen to one line. Sorry? He can't make it, he's stuck, he can't make Kiddush because it's not his Mansuda. It's not his Mansuda, listen to this. Mishalei Kiddush Balaila, our case, this person who didn't make Kiddush in the night time. Right? Also, loy litoim klum kodim shi kaddish, he can't have his coffee. Again, this is from Rishab Kachosa, right? The one who's matir, all the things that we've been speaking about. So, and the footnote, he says here, he can't be mekayim it. And he's got a gun to Truba to explain that once he's already fetched on himself, he's brought upon himself a chiyuv. Friday night, there was a time that he wasn't allowed to have a coffee because he didn't make Kiddush. So even though now he's holding before Shacharis where he can't make Kiddush because he can't have a meal, he still now can't drink. Okay, it's a chap. I don't want to go too much into it, but I think it's a chap. I asked him beforehand if I can catch him out. So there we go. We've got the Elif Lachosh Lever, where there's a chap over here, that there's an interesting case that you have to forego your coffee. They will bring it down our lochos. It seems to be quite
he makes Kiddush before the Suda, and if he doesn't eat wine in the Suda, it's not part of the wine before the Suda.
If you don't have what?
Wine in the Suda.
Right, then it won't pass
the part of the wine before the Suda. So he makes Kiddush first, then makes some wine, then he benches.
So the Ramban, okay, the Ramban asked that question, if you're asking. The Ramban's got a kasha. How is your benching pattering the wine that you make before the meal? We discussed this a few years ago. So now the Ramban says, because in Kiddush, I have a Makom Suda, so it patters the wine before the Suda. Okay, I want to share with the Olim one final Kiddush. Today is just more, it's a hangover day, so we just have to share with the Olim a few Nikudas. I share like this. A Rav from Gate said, just ask me such an interesting shayla. Listen to the shayla. He's got a person, there's a person from the Kela that had a condition on his hands. He's got a condition in his hands, on his hands, and he was told he got a prescription to apply a certain cream on his hands, and straight away put gloves on his hands, so that the cream should properly go into his skin and sort out the condition. Hopefully it should be a short term, hopefully it should, this should do the trick. But he has to put cream, and straight after he applies cream, put gloves on and leave it on, come out the whole day till the next time he has to apply more cream. And now it comes to the daytime, it comes to Shabbos, whatever it is, that he has to wash his hands. He washes every day, it comes to 1 o'clock, and he applies the cream once in the morning, once in the evening. What should he do about Netilas Yadayim? He's got the gloves on, right? And he's got the gloves on all day. What should he do with Netilas Yadayim? Washing his hands for the meal. He needs to wash his hands. What would he say to such a shayla?
Leave them on. The gloves off his.
He's not washing his hands. Shlomo HaMelech was Masakim. One of the mitzvahs to Rabbanon was to wash your hands before you have a meal.
Wash
over
the gloves.
Okay, okay. Hang on a second. Okay, let's take this slowly. Let's take it slowly, because you're going to say, keep it on. But you're not carrying the mitzvah washing your hands. So you're going to say, yes, there is a halacha that if a person's going to keep something on the whole time and he's not going to ever take it off, so then it's okay, then you don't need it. But that is not, we only apply the halacha regarding chatzitza if a person has a bandage. And because of the pain that is involved if you were to take off the bandage, so the Nadi Behuda's got a whole tshuva to say, that's not a chatzitza, you can pour water over the hand. That's where we find in halacha that such a concept that, no, he's not going to take it off, right? Because the pain or whatever, the discomfort of taking it off, or the fact that he has to keep it on, tells you that there's no chatzitza. But surely to go ahead and eat bread, right, or to eat pizza, without washing your hands, right? Without washing your hands, he's eating without washing. So that, so you're going to sell me, tell me, is another halacha in Kuf Samach Gimel. Kuf Samach Gimel tells you that Misha Hilich Baderech, someone's going on the way, and he can't find any water. Yeah. We give him a patur upon gloves. Don't confuse the two. You've got one halacha if you're on a journey and there's no water. Okay, put gloves on. You've got another halacha that if it's discomfort to pull off a plaster, so then it's not a chatzitza, you can pour over it. That's another halacha. But here is neither. You've got water just outside in the tap outside. Okay, so that you can't apply, just put gloves on. Okay, it doesn't flow. What's the alternative?
Well, my question is like a plaster on it. It's all
that. So, a plaster?
That cream is like
it's interesting that in Shochanor Shteinish is a halacha. In Hilchos speaks about a person against a hand. We don't find such a halacha in Hilchos Tefillin. There's no such halacha if a person's got a makkah on his whole hand. So listen to this. The Eitzah is very posh. The Eitzah. Take off the gloves. The makkah. I asked him, where is the makkah? He said on his palm, on the back of the hand, the back of the hand. Take off the gloves and wash your fingers. Let me read out Shulchan Aruch and the Kuf Samach Beis. Shulchan Aruch says lahalocha that, where is it gone? Kuf Samach Aleph. Last sif, shir netilas yadayim, the length of how much you have to cut, how much you have to wash. Kol hayad, the entire hand. V'yeshoimim, ad mokim chibur ha'etzbois lekaf hayad, till just where the fingers join the hand. V'roi linik, that's what it should. The reason why we wash our whole hands is because Shulchan Aruch tells you to try and wash the whole hand. But if you can't, says the Kafa Chaim, you may make a brocha, says the Shevet HaLevi, if you're stuck and a person's got a wound on his hand, like the real hand, and his fingers are okay, he's got to wash his hands like normal. He should wash his hands like normal, make a brocha, and Shalom Al Yisrael. As they stated in Shevet HaLevi, where a person's got a similar case, where his hand's got some makkah, where he should go ahead, don't push away the gun to grace a mitzvah until it's down, which takes up many, many simonim in Shulchan Aruch, it's a grace a mitzvah, it's a school of Ashiras. Don't forget, Shulchan Aruch says, in some Kufim Ches, if you Omar of Chizda, that if someone pulls a lot of water and he's mekayim the mitzvah properly, if he doesn't become rich, it must be because of other cheshbonos, because really it's got such a, as I said in Shulchan Aruch over here. Yeah, we said this. Ano mashoim aloim chafnaim maya, v'yehovelim aloim chafna tivusa, and they give me lots of money from up there. Yeah, so to throw away such a mitzvah because he's uncomfortable, that wouldn't be the correct way. The correct way is, now, if a person's got struggle with his fingers, I don't know. You tell me what. I haven't seen any tshuvas for him about it. I guess he's honest. He hasn't got another option. But a direct sif in Shulchan Aruch, I am not aware of either case. The only way forward, I would say, in this case, his fingers are absolutely fine. It only starts a bit higher. It's absolutely fine. There's no way. There's no problem. He asked me when you get a brocha. You got the kafa chayim. They're all red. There's a true and bein moshe about this. That you can no shayla about brocha. Where needs be, you can go ahead and make a brocha. Geshmak a shayla. Hopefully, it shouldn't be the maisa. Just geshmak to bring out Lachov and Maisa Shkech.